This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Mark Dolan eats the news on FUBAR Radio.
I am indeed Mark Dolan. This is Mark Dolan Eats the News on FUBAR Radio, the UK's largest ad-free online radio station. In today's show, we'll be taking aim at Sunday trading laws, the Queen backs Brexit, and Kim Kardashian's arse. It's going to be a great show. I got to say, I'm feeling good. I've had one of those Maria Sharapova energy drinks. I've never felt better. We play a record, then we start. Don't go anywhere.
Mark Dolan Eats the News on FUBAR Radio.
Well, the top of the afternoon to you. It's 12:04 on FUBAR Radio, the UK's largest ad-free online radio station. I know, well done us. Now, I happen to be Mark Dolan, and this is Mark Dolan Eats the News. Over the next hour, myself and two luminaries from the world of comedy will take satirical aim at the week's big stories. Now, we better make this snappy. I'm insulin dependent, and I've just had a Mars bar. And a Snickers. Basically Russian roulette with my pancreas. People don't say the word pancreas on the radio enough, so we're going to put that right today. Oh, it's been a big week. I'm so excited. I'm more excited than Prince Charles when the Queen gets flu. There's just been so much going on. Thanks, Leo. Better late than never with the laughter. It has been a big week. Today's show has got more in it than a Maria Sharapova urine sample. The junior doctors are taking further industrial action. Basically, don't get ill today would be the thing. I don't want to take sides on this. FUBAR is neutral. But isn't it nice to see posh people striking for a change? There they are with their lattes and their Ugg boots. You know what I mean? It's just quite refreshing. Like seeing healthy people with good complexions doing industrial action. A report has said that 20% of married men are in fact gay. 20%, OMG. Now, I'm proud to say that I'm as straight as they come. Oh, I mean, my wife, honestly, you've no idea. All right, and here's the proof. I go to B&Q all the time. Right, and in particular, I go to Maplin Electronics. That's like the straightest shop on the planet. Right, and I go there once a week. I buy batteries, cables. I don't even need them. That's how straight I am. Yes, today's Mark Dolan Eats the News is packed full of great stuff, so we better get started. Today's show is going to be more revealing than a Kim Kardashian selfie. So it's time, therefore, to introduce my brilliant guest today, whose selfies, thankfully, are normally done fully clothed, which I think is wise. We have top comic and UK pun champion 2015, Leo Kearse, professional Irishman, Rory O'Hanlon. Both of you, welcome to the show they call Mark Dolan Eats the News. Boom, bang, let's do this thing.
Hiya.
Hello, Mark.
Listen, boys, it's so good to have you on the show. Welcome to our radio station. We're on the internet. We're gonna attack the news, okay? And the first thing we've got to talk about is the Kim Kardashian selfie. It's the biggest story of the week. I know that there's a migration crisis. I know that the Russians are bombing civilians in Syria at the moment. I know that the world economy is on the brink of another total collapse, which is going to make 2009 look like a cakewalk. But the biggest story of the week is a woman who hasn't really done a lot with her life, photographing herself half nude, putting it on the internet. That is clearly what we consider to be the story of the week. First of all, have you seen it? O'Hanlon.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, that was a fair guess.
I was, yeah.
He's quite attached to his smartphone.
No. The only reason that I saw it was, I don't follow her on Twitter, but I saw something, but Bette Midler was taking the piss out of her.
Oh, and then, that was great.
Yeah, and then I saw it. But, like, what's the big shocker, man? Like, who hasn't seen her in the nip?
This is the thing. I mean, how many times has she got naked? Like, what? In film, like, I've seen holograms of her
everything,
naked.
Man.
You know, it's like,
you've literally seen inside her. You know, in a cartoon when they go inside the whale. You've literally seen the inside of Kim Kardashian.
It really is. And the Bette Midler sort of paraphrasing, she sort of said, if Kim Kardashian wants to show part of her body that we haven't seen, she's going to have to eat a camera, which I think was a brilliant, brilliant line.
Do you know what I was watching the other day? Have you seen O.J. Simpson versus the World?
Yeah, classic.
Yeah, it's and no wonder he got locked up. He has Ross from Friends trying to, as his defense team.
Doesn't cut it, does it?
No way. But anyway, the Kardashians are, it's Robert Kardashian. Kardashian, who's Kim Kardashian's dad. He passed away a few years ago, but there's actually a bit in the film where he's sitting the family down, you know.
He's
on OJ's defense team, right? Which the whole thing is bizarre. How he got away with that is bananas.
But there's
a bit in it where Robert Kardashian is sitting down the Kardashian family, and he goes, "Guys, whatever you do, work hard and don't just be like these. Your talent has to be more than your appearance, and you just need to work hard and have something, offer the world something." And obviously, the whole family just went, "Nah, you're taking the piss here." Yeah. they ignored him completely.
Well, they did. I mean, are the Kardashians just a bit of harmless fun, or is there something toxic about you know them and our interest in them?
Well, there's an interesting theory that says that because we live sort of fractured societies now, we're not living in these sort of tribal communities, these villages and hamlets where we all know each other and we all discuss each other's, you know, sort of sexual escapades and stuff over the garden fence. So having a global family like this that we can all discuss on Facebook is replacing that sort of need for discussing that.
I just think it just shows, as a human race, we're going backwards, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That these people are even entertained is baffling. Like, she's got 45 million people following her on Twitter. So, and, like, we all laugh at her and ridicule and go, whoa, and she might annoy you because she's a complete plank. But other people live and breathe this shit.
What's unusual about it is one can't deconstruct the magic. You can't deconstruct the formula.
It's crazy.
Because, I mean, you could just spend the rest of your life trying to analyse why the Kardashians are a thing. And you would, because they're not the most beautiful people on the planet.
No.
There's no evidence of any notable talent. So therefore, what's the thing? And, I mean, I must say, Kim Kardashian does have an extremely unusual body. I mean, she sort of defies gravity, I must say.
Yeah, but the thing about them is, though, they are good looking girls, but I don't know what they're representing. Like, one of them, I used to know, I saw the program a good few years ago, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, right?
Right.
Just because it was on E and, you know.
Yeah. And that's, I know that's your channel of choice, isn't it? You've got it set to favourites.
Oh, totally. Like, and I watch it, right? But they're changing gradually. Like, their faces are changing. They don't even look like the same people. They've all had plastic surgery. They got their noses done, their lips done. It's just, and they were really, really good looking girls, but they're just, they've lost the fucking plot. Like, everyone's changed. Look, the father now is a woman. They've all changed.
They have. It's quite unbelievable. And I think probably Caitlyn is now the best looking of the group, I would say. I mean, I don't know what you think, Leo, but I think
really
I probably...
I don't really know what they look like.
That's healthy. So what do you do? You throw your iPhone in the river or something? I mean, you're not aware of what the Kardashians
are. I'm aware of them. I don't know what each one is, though.
Yeah.
Would you talk about it on stage, the Kardashians?
If I had a joke about it.
I had a joke about Bruce.
Yeah. Oh, you still going?
Yeah, I had a joke about Bruce saying that's what happens to a man when he tries to keep up with the Kardashians.
I
had a joke as well about Kanye West doing you know, he announced he was going to do a cover of David Bowie songs, of David Bowie stuff. Said he was going to do it in association with Tim Kardashian Machine.
It's the news on FUBAR Radio.
When there's a strong punchline, we just hit the jingle because, you know what I mean? It's like those in a scene in Seinfeld, once the best punchline has happened, it's a quick music sting. Down, 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 down. And you just achieved that moment. Fantastic. UK Pun Champion 2015.
Yeah. And you know what's really galling about the whole Kardashian thing? Like, they're rubbish at puns. They've got 45 million followers on whatever it is. I'm the UK Pun Champion. Not even 3,000 followers.
Yes, bullshit, man. It's not right. We'll redress that.
I think though, if you had a nicer body, man, if you got breast implants, man,
I'm getting told this by a ginger midget.
I'm just saying, like, that's what people are into: breasts and big asses, man.
Right. Now, speaking of which, while on the subject of breasts and big asses, let's talk about International Women's Day.
Brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
The thing is, and people forget this, there is actually an International Men's Day, but it's less popular. I think because it's harder to celebrate rape, war, and inconsiderate driving. And I think, however, boys, it was a big event. And then, of course, we had World Book Day as well. All of these special days. Is the idea of International Women's Day, is that patronising?
I'll let Leo speak.
I don't know. I mean, a lot of the stuff that I don't really see much evidence of women getting held by all the places I've worked, you know. In fact, if anything...
To listen to more of this episode and to catch up on all of our shows, go to FUBARradio.com.